Welcome everybody, all you shock deactivators on the activation team, the galactic and the planetary activation team. And it sounds like we still need a couple people to star six. Not sure. So we don't get the background noise. Nice. Try again. One or two more people maybe. Maybe just one more person. Okay, today is November 29th, 2011, and 29 is an 11 day, and of course 2011, we have a whole year, which is our mastery numbers, so we are being called as, we are being recognized as a, we were recognized today as I took a walk on the beach, as, you know, we were being addressed as the group of masters, the Shakti Activation Mastery Group. And so I was asking for divine direction from the mother, as I said a minute ago when I took a walk on the beach. And I had a very beautiful walk, and I saw the dolphins jumping, and they were so close to me. I said that if I would have been a little bit warmer and I had swimsuit on or something, I would have jumped in to swim with them. They were really close, and I got to see them just going through the waves and riding the waves, and they were just so playful, and I felt the unity of the dolphins with the mother, and their how connected they were to the water. You couldn't have dolphins without water, and you wouldn't want to have an ocean without life in it, right? Like, you wouldn't want to have a planet without life. It just wouldn't be very much fun. And so what I was told to us to activate today is the frequency. We've been talking about going back down the pyramid, through the center of the pyramid, with the consciousness of the mother energy that we've been going up through and out, which has resulted in the patriarchy and the experience of going out to discover our own individual identities. And now we're bringing the gifts that we've discovered of our own identities together, and we're experiencing our inner dependence, our connectivity, just like the dolphin in the water was an experience of, I saw how complete of connection, I saw how completely connected these dolphins were with the mother, with the wave, and how they just totally enjoyed that wave that came up, and how they just rode and surfed this wave and just swam completely at one with the mother. And I saw the cutest little girl. She had this bright red hair, and she was sitting on the beach, and she was covered in sand from her waist down, and it looked like a mermaid tail. And I said, "Are you a mermaid?" And she said yes, and she was about 3 or 4 years old. She was just smiling and happy, and I felt how she had no resistance to just, she was totally happy sitting there all covered with sand, feeling like a mermaid, how she had no resistance at all just to being one with the beach and one with being a mermaid. So as we make our journey back through the center of the pyramid, back down into the heart of the mother from the 10th dimension, back down through the Shishumna, through the energy center, to pierce the vortex of the earth with our consciousness, and to be portals and conduits for the stargates that are opening right now. I was told that what we're doing is we are now activating, or what they're asking us to work with today, is to activate the 10 dimensions in the sacred chamber, the sacred portal of the heart chakra. That the heart chakra, we hear, we're always talking about, you know, move from your head to the heart and open your heart and all these different words, but this was a more inclusive, specific activation, and the activation is to activate the 10 dimensions in the sacred heart chamber, and to activate the portal of the 10 dimensions as an interdependence or as a container within the heart chakra. So we're now coming back down through, and as we come into our heart chakras, we want that to be a space when people have the experience of accessing their heart, that they can access all 10 dimensions. And they're saying this is a new matrix, and in a new configuration. And we don't have to really understand it with our heads, but that this is what we are, the point where we are, that we're activating the 10 dimensions in the spin of the heart chakra. We're activating this spin point, this vortex today. And that was the message I got. So everybody can, you know, breathe into that, lift up on your diaphragm, and feel that the message is that we, as ascended humans, have the potential to experience all the 10 levels, the 10 dimensions, the 10 bodies of consciousness, but it has to be experienced through the expansion of the heart chakra. And then the heart chakra, as it rises up, we rise up from the center of the earth and down from the central sun of the Milky Way galaxy. When these two vortexes reach the heart chakra, they start spinning interdimensionally. So it's a spinning, rotating star that, as it spins and rotates interdimensionally, it activates these 10 dimensions. So we're, right now I'm seeing, being shown that we're inside a pyramid. We're inside, energetically, the pyramid at Giza in Egypt, which is where this original portal was created by the ascended masters, actually in 104,000 BC. That they created this original portal of consciousness, which is now being reactivated through us in this moment. So if you can just imagine, we're inside the queen's chamber in this pyramid. We're being taken into this activation at this time with ascended masters. And what I was also shown is, we also hear words like activating the Christ consciousness. Well, I was being shown Mother Mary, the divine feminine, whatever words you want to put on it. We're activating the Mother Mary consciousness. So the idea of Christ consciousness, of course, is a frequency which is beyond the polarity of male and female. But we need to really actually say the words, activating the Mother Mary consciousness as part of the Christ consciousness, that they're intertwined. So it's the healing at this time of the divine feminine and the divine masculine, which were at a certain point split off from each other, and there was a wounding there, and it was like a planetary wounding where the divine feminine and the divine masculine were actually separated in this illusion of duality. So it seemed that we had to learn things like to work it out or understand the opposite sex, and all that's fine, but when there's an experience, a flow of unity between the divine feminine and the divine masculine, and we know that it's just the kundalini flowing through us, then that heals this archetypical wound of feeling separated from the mother, or separated from our partner, or separated from our own inner masculine or our own inner feminine. So accessing and activating the portal that holds these 10 dimensions in the heart chakra, which is represented by the queen's chamber in the pyramid at Giza in Egypt, is bringing back into balance, which hasn't been in balance on the earth for the last 26,000 years, these two energies at this moment in this 10-dimensional portal. And the two eclipses that are happening, we just talked about last week, the eclipse when we had the new moon in Sagittarius. So we had the solar eclipse last week, and then December 10th we're going to have the lunar eclipse in Gemini. So we have the fire in the air, we've got the flame. This represents the flame, and eclipses are a time when the electromagnetic frequencies are interrupted by the position of the earth to the moon and the sun. So we have this time period where there's an interruption of the normal patterning of electromagnetic frequencies. So we're literally at this moment, okay, you guys are all getting this, the guides and the angels and Yogi Bhajan, yes, we're being activated at this moment, and you gods and goddesses are totally holding the frequency. You're doing great. This is the moment. This is the activation. So it's the suspension of the electromagnetic frequencies so that the frequencies can be recalibrated to this specific portal activation, which is able to hold and reflect that perfect crystalline consciousness that is a perfect reflection. So if there is a balance in the male or the female energies or the god or the goddess energies, then it's not a perfect crystalline sacred geometrical configuration. So right now in this moment, we're rebalancing the sixth dimension or the sixth body or the vision or the arc line. So we're holding sacred geometry that the divine masculine and the divine feminine, the God essence, the God essence energy that flows through the God and the goddess, the essence that flows through is now being perfectly recalibrated and activated through this sacred geometry portal, which is the sacred geometry of the heart chakra. So right now it's being recalibrated with this because of the space of these two eclipses. So that's a lot of kind of intellectual information, but I'm feeling that everybody's totally getting the energetic imprint that's coming through, and partly my voice is just here to hold that frequency, and I'm using words, but they're also holding a certain vibration because I have some guides working with us right now, and your guides too, and they're our guides. And we're anchoring it in, so just breathe that in, and you can feel the tone coming into you. We were talking a minute ago about certain Lemurian tones coming into us, so just breathe in so that you can hear certain tones coming in, being struck into this frequency, the sound of the anahata, the heart chakra, is the unstruck sound, and that is the sacred geometry. And when it is toned into being, it's toned into from a perfected place. So unstruck means it basically hasn't been perverted yet, so to speak, or distorted would be another word. Perverted, distorted, but it hasn't been distorted yet. So it comes into being in a perfected pattern. So that's the pattern that we're working with right now, that perfected pattern of the sacred geometry. Beautiful, beautiful, yes. So everybody that's holding this frequency for this portal to be grounded in and opened on the planet Earth, I felt it coming into the Earth from that access point in Egypt and down into the Earth, and it's now being activated in the crystalline core, and then coming up through the crystalline core to whatever point, grid points that you're each holding on the planet, so it's just coming up through your body, and then it's all connecting with the grid that we've been working on for a long time, which is just a web of light that we're recalibrating the frequency with. So beautiful. Wow. And again, six chakras, so you breathe in, lift up on your diaphragm, open your heart, and then project out from your third eye, but from your heart chakra. So with the male frequencies, a lot of time in spirituality, we're taught to bring energy down and project out from our crown, but this activation is up from the heart and out through our third eye, and then up from the mother. So this is a total lunar eclipse that squares Mars, which occurs on the 10th of December. And this is the Earth passing through the Sun, and we're still in Sagittarius, and the Moon is in Gemini. So we're in that portal between this last eclipse and this one, the 10th of December. So this is the energy that's getting rebalanced during this time, and it has to do with reassessing old belief systems that no longer serve humanity. So you can see how the banking system and all these systems are really being challenged and changed at this time. So as we can hold, the more we can hold the sacred form of what does serve humanity, what creates an integration, what creates an integrity for life to happen, like the dolphins swimming in the water, then the less drastic the changeover from systems that don't serve humanity to systems that do serve humanity will be. So we look at what leads us into that opening that can serve and can serve humanity, can serve people, can share love with people, can open up people's hearts, can move people to act and live from their heart chakra out of that divine interconnection. And the archetype that we're working with for Sagittarius is, of course, the half man, half horse with his arrow pointed straight ahead. So it's an important time to think about where we're pointing our consciousness, what we're projecting into. And you think about the arrow piercing the heart like arrows. So it's really a time of going deeply into the frequency of what will pierce the veil so that the heart can literally be broken open or can be open to just express the flow, the nectar, the fountain of divine love that wants to come through, that is coming through onto the planet at this time. So we have a lot of planetary help as usual. The planets are lined up to anchor in this portal. And it can seem for some people like a crisis, that there can be projections. So just be a little bit careful if somebody tries to project something onto you, but breathe and hold your purity and breathe love into anything that seems disturbing for you, and call upon this divine crystalline matrix, this perfect balance that we're working with right now. So if something does try to pull you off balance, think about this unstruck sound. Go into this pure space, and with your frequency, with your heart love, then send that pure frequency out to any situation that seems to be interfering or projected onto you. So that's really important, because we're just now accessing this point of balance, and we're anchoring in this point of balance, but it hasn't been achieved by the collective yet. That may be a while, but we're starting with this now. So that's what we're working with. We're working with this eclipse energy at this time. So take a breath in again. We're going to do some more anchoring this in and releasing anything that may be interfering with this pure frequency that wants to come through, and sending light out. So if you want to think of any area that needs light, you can think of that now. Becoming a 10-dimensional heart chakra being, anchoring in the high frequencies of all dimensions on the planet at this time, being connected to the love of the mother and sharing the love of the mother, and balancing that with the divine masculine, holding the form or the sacred geometry, so everybody can experience the pure form, and then they can be open to experiencing that merger, that support, that love of the divine, of the mother, and be elevated to that experience of unity consciousness and release those feelings of pain and separation that lead to the imbalances of greed and power over and taking more than they need and opening up the heart so people will know exactly how to walk in balance, know exactly what they need, how to get what they need, how to share with others, how to protect the animals, and all the beautiful opportunities we have to be with the mother. And the other thing that the mother was telling me today when I was walking on the beach was she was saying, this is a good time because we're moving into a whole new awareness. She was saying, learn a new language, but it's not a language like you may think, such as French or German, and that would be wonderful too, but the mother was telling me, learn a language of the earth. Like, be with the dolphins and learn the language of the dolphins, or be with plants and learn the language of plants. What are the plants telling you? What plants heal? Learn the language of what plants need. I just was given a poinsettia, simple example, as a present, and it's doing beautifully. It's actually on the porch by my front door because it's cooler at night, and it's doing really well, and my sister received one also, and she said her leaves on her poinsettia were turning yellow, and she was asking me, you know, how I was taking care of mine, and I said, I'm leaving it in the cool at night, and she said, have you watered it? And I said, no. She said, well, maybe I overwatered mine. So that's a very simple example of just paying attention to maybe what the plants around you might need or want. So I also... on Thanksgiving Day, it was really perfect and it was beautiful. If anybody has had an opportunity to see the TV show, it was on PBS and you can watch it online on your computer. Go to pbs.org. It's called My Life as a Turkey, and it's really funny and it's beautiful. It's about a man who actually spent over a year with wild turkeys. He hatched them from eggs and he became a turkey mother. And he didn't spend time with any other humans. He just spent time with these turkeys, and he learned their language, and he really became part of nature. And nature opened up to him in a way that once he stopped being with the turkeys, he didn't have that same experience at all. So that's another example of you know, learn a new language. And I'm not suggesting that you need to spend a year with turkeys or even a year with dolphins, although that might really be fun to spend a lot of time with dolphins. But just to be on the earth and just understand that there's a lot of communication going on, and that as we tune into living from our heart and listening from our heart and communicating from our heart, that there's a lot of languages going on that we haven't previously thought about or felt. And these languages are languages that we have to feel to be able to communicate from. Whereas when we can just speak English or whatever language we're accustomed to speaking, we can just do that automatically from our heads, from our brains. We've memorized them. But the languages that I was being shown and are sharing about, you have to be in the feeling. You have to become a whole person. You have to become a heart-centered person. You have to speak with the feelings of the heart to learn these languages, like turkey language or the language of plants or whatever. Not that the plants speak words, but it's a feeling, it's a communication. So that was another suggestion or message that I got from walking on the beach from the mother today. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and chant Ma with the mother and just feel that in our hearts. And I feel this stream of love coming from the mother and our guides and angels, and thank you, everybody. And then at the end, we're going to chant a call. There's some people that have left the planet. I actually have three friends that have left the planet lately, suddenly. So we'll chant a call for any souls that need releasing, and we'll begin. So breathe, pull up on the root, pull up from the crystalline core of the center of the earth all the way up, open up your diaphragm, pull your head back so it's on top of your spine, bring the breath up to the third eye, focus light out the third eye, and then down to the crystalline core of the earth. Here we go. mother energy. Now, just to move into the experience of oneness, we're going to chant a little Ekankar, and then we'll end with the Akal.
Divine Guru, Ekankar.
Celebration, the opening of all the 10 dimensions in the heart, divine heart activation portal being activated. In Egypt, into the center crystal of Mother Earth, and then up into each of the points on the planet where everyone is that's on this call, and then out into the field, the unified field, the etheric field, the grid, the matrix, to break up the heavy density forms of 3D, bringing in the lighter vibrations that pierce the veil of the density of duality. That's it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yes, yes, yes. Good, wonderful. And then releasing any souls that have left, or even release any denser frequencies with our calls. So inhale. Energize your body, let the healing light come into your own body, let your cells be regenerated, your DNA be re-encoded with the crystalline frequencies of the sacred geometric six-dimensional rays, and exhale, shoot that into your own body, all the way down to your fingertips, toes, to your head, down into your heart, and then see your own heart chakra spinning interdimensionally in these 10 dimensions. All the way to the core of the Milky Way galaxy, getting the new coding, down to the center of Mother Earth and up, activating this 10-dimensional divine heart flame grid portal. stargate. Beautiful. Inhale and exhale, and let it go, let it go, let it go, and just be with this frequency today. Let it continue to activate. I'm told to be with this frequency for the next 24 hours. And if you especially want to chant the Ma meditation or put it on just as you're doing whatever you're doing, that would be great. That's the information I'm getting. And so Yogi Bhajan and our guides and angels are with us, thanking us. And also, if there's something that you want to manifest, it's a good time to put it into the field. You know, think about it, write it down, put it on your altar in the next 24 hours, because you've just created an activated field. So you can reset your direction. If there's something you want to activate or bring forth or manifest or get clear about, you can put it in this activated field. And the guides are saying they're here to serve you, serve us as well. Beautiful. Thank you. Good. Okay. I'm going to end that part of the activation. And if anybody would like to share any thoughts or feelings or how their heart feels or how they experience that, that would be great to hear from you if you'd like to share something. It'd be wonderful to activate it. Be good. But anybody like to share anything they felt or how their heart feels, or if they feel expansion or a flow or anything, or thoughts?
Satnam, this is Sharon.
Satnam, Sharon.
I just wanted to share everything you've been talking about, you know, with the heart chakra and the love, you know, and just recently I've been really seeing, you know, the color green. And last Wednesday, I just felt so much, you know, love and just an enormous, just, I don't know, from the earth, from the divine. I have never felt that, and I just wanted to share that, because it was just so totally beautiful and awesome.
Thank you. I really feel that. I really feel the portal of your heart emanating and swirling, and yeah, thank you. Thank you for sharing that beauty with us. Anybody else have anything they'd like to share, how they're experiencing this dimensional shift or this, we talked about the polar shift is moving from the head to the heart. That's my idea of the polar shift. On the planet, you know, where the poles are supposed to, you know, turn around, that the shift is from the head to the heart. Or going down into the heart. That's our pole shift. Anybody else like to share anything? They're feeling? Well, I'm feeling lovely streams of energy, so I know we all got the activation and participated in creating the activation for others. And I know I was just seeing that the dolphins were here, the dolphins that I saw this morning, the field, the dolphins, the heart chakra. The dolphins are jumping through this field that we're in right now, that we're all holding together, that feeling of connection. And the feeling of oneness. So we'll just keep being with that. And I will look forward to connecting with everybody energetically and also in person next week, which is December. Is that the, can't see, my calendar's too small. A week from today, the beginning of December. So I will look forward to being with everybody then. So have a great week, everybody. Thank you for this divine activation, and I hope you feel it and enjoy it and call it in into your cells, into your heart, into your body, and all your 10 bodies. So until next week, everybody, thank you.
Thank you, Guru Kiran. Much love. I love you.
Love you. Thank you. Satnam.
Satnam, Guru Kiran.
Thank you, Sanskrit. Satnam.
Satnam. Thank you.
Satnam. Bye.